Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, January 24th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Mel. Do you realize we're down to the last week of January?
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It really and truly is. It is Thursday. I'm glad you mentioned that. But some days I forget what day it is. But I'm glad you said Thursday. Now I know.
I did say 2019, didn't I? Not 2018.
You did. You got it right. You're batting 100 so far today. You're batting 1,000.
Well, you know, since we live in this reality world, what I don't understand is why can't we say this is 2015?
You know, that's a thought. We should back up at least 40 years.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, I wouldn't mind being 30 again.
So we can be young whippersnappers again?
There you go. By golly, I never thought about that. Yeah.
Hey, it's the reality world that we live in, the fake.
We can be binary and everything else. Why not binary in the time we live in? See?
Why not?
That makes sense.
And if we start it and we get a following, that means there's more and more. I mean, we could create this huge to where we could change the world. We've heard of traveling in time, so like,
absolutely.
Yeah, and today
and
gold.
And people said we're nuts. We'll call them haters.
Yes. And so today gold is $5,000.
There you go.
Yes. But if you wanted the bid price though is $1,281, but the asking price is $5,000. Anyway, let's get serious here for a little bit. And gold today is a little pressure, $1.60 in the New York spot price after market, $1,281. Silver's down 4 pennies at $1,540. Platinum was up 8. I was the only white metal that went against the grain here. $8.06 up $8. Palladium was down $28 at $1,327. The USDX today was stronger by 0.41 at 96.52. Crude oil was up 57 at 53.19. Paper markets today, the Dow was down 22 points, 24,553. The NASDAQ was up 47 points at 7,073, along with the S&P being up 4 at 2,642. 10-year yield is kind of trading between that 270, 278. We're at 271 right now. European and Asian markets are fairly quiet overnight. I don't even know where you want to begin, Butch. Usually I'll bring in some reports that might have come out today. We've talked about most of them, the real estate and everything, for the past couple of days. All eyes are just sort of focused. Of course, there's been some updates on the trade agreement with China. The Commerce Secretary Wilbur, I don't know. I always have to do that when I say Wilbur.
I remember that show.
You do?
I do remember that show. The famous Mr. Ed.
Yes. So Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said that the U.S. is miles and miles away from a trade agreement with China, and he thinks that shouldn't be too surprising, that we would like to make a deal, but it has to be a deal that will work for both parties. So, I don't know what all that means. We have until, the 1st of March to see what happens. Plus, and I think what's going to happen, depending on, we got the debt ceiling to deal with in March also. So, there's a whole lot of things coming due at this time of period, and particularly with the government shut down. This is all related, ladies and gentlemen. This is all related. It all, with the distractions, with the shutdown and everything else, it's all related. I saw a number today where the GDP growth is only going to be, less than 2%?
Mm-hmm.
And they're blaming it on the government shutdown. It's like, I'm sorry,
ladies and gentlemen.
No, they're looking for excuses. Whoa.
That's pitiful. That is pitiful. The blame on the government shutdown.
Blaming it on the government shutdown.
Oh, my. Well, you know, I had a headache yesterday. That's probably what caused that.
You think?
I would think. It's ridiculous. It is. But, you know, you saw Trump give in to Pelosi. He's going to postpone the State of the Union, which is, of course, the state of disunion. But he postponed the State of the Union. I agree or disagree, he did postpone it. So I don't know, Melody. This is kind of, again, I don't know. I just don't get it. All this back and forth, and no, I'm not going to postpone it. I'll do it in Texas. I'll do it. By the way, the governor in West Virginia, I'll forget, let him give it here if he wanted to. So I'm seeing all this, and Trump postponed it. Whether it's good or bad, I'm not saying either way, but he postponed it. So what do you think on that? What's your opinion on that?
Well, I view things a little bit different than most, and I don't think
you're kidding me.
I don't think this was him falling to the beckoning of Nancy Pelosi. I don't think she beat him out on this one. I look to President Trump as I think he enjoys being in that spotlight of the State of the Union, the hoopla and all that goes with it. And I think he believes that he is still going to come out ahead on this deal, and he will be able to go in there and gloat with all his glory with the Democrats having to sit there and so forth. So I think, you know, I think he's just postponed and says, yeah, we'll just wait, and that way I'll be able to go in there and do my deal, and I'm the president of the United States. So I think it's more of a personal decision for him. And I also, there was something else that I wanted to say about that. And why he backed down.
Well, you think another part of, you know, his son-in-law Kushner is bouncing the idea around now by giving all the DACA recipients green cards. And I thought that basically is what Trump offered anyway. Went for 3 years, just give him a green card, so to speak. You know, we'll just let him stay for 3 more years, no questions asked, if the Democrats will work with him. Is that about what he said in the first place?
Well, I mean, there's been so many different offers in reference to the DACA people.
Well, Kushner
the
said
whole
he
point of it is, it shouldn't be. And
no,
again, they're not addressing the issues.
That's it. I mean, if they're back to the same old thing. If they're here illegally, what's the debate? What is there to debate? If they're here trespassing, if somebody comes to your house and you're uninvited, do you have a right to kick them out of your home? They broke the law. These people here uninvited. Don't we have a right, actually a duty, to send them back where they come from? Is that not, is law given as suggestion, or is law given as being something to be enforced? This is my question on that.
I mean, we hear all the time, you know, build the wall. We want additional monies for additional border security. Well, none of that security isn't going to work if you don't enforce the law. Enforce the laws. How hard is that? Well, I guess it's very hard, but so it doesn't matter what you do to the borders if you don't. I mean, just look how many employers in this country are supposed to be fined and everything else if they hire illegals.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it. They get away with it. So they're not enforcing the laws.
Remember, Pelosi said, just because they're here illegally doesn't mean they broke any of our laws.
Yeah.
Pelosi said that. She really did. But now, you know, we're seeing, and I think I may say this on the program here, that seeing how the Democrats have taken the House back, that there'll be 2 years of chaos and fighting and excuses why stuff can't get done. And that's exactly what the article here says. Trump-Pelosi war intensifies, foreshadowing 2 years of chaos. And I'm not a fortune teller or a prophet, but surely we can see this. The House divided cannot stand. And what two different ways here. Of course, they're going to oppose one another, and it's going to be chaos and all kinds of problems. But what better excuse would the Republicans have, Melody, for not doing anything? Well, it's the Democrats' fault. They don't let us do it.
Yeah.
What better excuse than that? They had 2 years on their own and basically did nothing. Now the Democrats back in the House, they've got a good excuse now, don't they?
Yeah, which really doesn't make it. Why didn't they do anything for 2 years on this issue? It's
That's
been brought
the whole
to the
point.
Table. There was some money funding. But again, we're bankrupt. We're broke. I see all the reasonings, well, with our trillions of dollars of spending, you know, the amount of money needed for the wall is just like it's, you know, this very small amount. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're broke, a penny is too much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just too much. You can't go out and spend a dime when you have nothing in your pocket. And I hear this all the time, well, the government can just spend it. The government can just spend it, can print it. Well, you know, I think what we're experiencing, and I think this is all part of it, is like, no, the day of reckoning is here. They can't continue to print. There's too much debt, just not in governments, in central banks. We got the corporate debt. We got private debt, public debt. I mean, so we got the debt ceiling to deal with in March. This is all part of it.
Which looks like, excuse me, they're going to postpone it or bump it up or something again, as always. Kick the can down the road a couple more months.
There's
an article here written by a guy named, pardon?
There's no more road.
No, well, actually, there isn't, but there hadn't been for years. Well, we don't know that. People don't know that. As long as you get the checks, they don't really care.
True.
A guy wrote an article here entitled "Has a dollar lost half its value in the last few years?" And this by Gary Gilento. Now I want to share this because this I think is important. We probably know this if we're paying attention. A package of 600 great value paper napkins purchased several years ago from Walmart cost $3.97. The same brand a few years later that was the same price, but there were only 500 napkins. Last week, the same brand is now selling for $3.97, but then that napkin count is 300. The cause of this is the Federal Reserve, which creates more dollars each day chasing the same amount of goods, so it takes more dollars to buy them. Manufacturers, instead of showing their rising price, choose to reduce the quality or quantity of their goods, and most people thereby are not aware of how severe inflation really is. The U.S. is now $22 trillion, and I think that's light. But anyway, $22 trillion in debt as a result of creating that extra money. Gileno thinks that just before the 2020 election, the Fed will crash the economy, and the media will blame capitalism and Trump. He said the leftists then will take power and implement hard socialism. Very pessimistic scenario, but there is considerable evidence to support his prediction. And by the prediction, give or take, I don't know. But it is a fact that the price of the napkins doubled in a few years. But nobody knows it because they cut back on the product by half. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. They've done it with everything. They've done it with cereal. They reduced the amount inside the cereal, and the boxes stay the same. You know, the size of the box stayed the same. They've done it with everything. Everything. Peanut butter. Everything. They reduced the quantity of it.
I like turkey bacon. I do. It's better for me than bacon. I eat turkey bacon. But it's now 12 ounces, not 16 ounces. I've seen that in a lot of things. Like you said, it's obviously true. So that means that there is inflation, but you don't notice it unless you notice the size of the package.
Correct.
And that's important. Now, that's called marketing, and it works very well. You know, ever wonder why something is on sale for $9.99 instead of $10? Which one sounds best? $9.99 or $10? There's a penny difference. There's a penny difference, but our mind registers $9. $9 registers instead of $10. We're seeing the 9. We're not thinking about the 10. We see $9.99. We know it's $9.99, but our mind says, well, that's $9. No, it's $10. It's like a gallon of gas, say it's $2.20, whatever. It's $2.20.9. It's actually $2.21. But who sees the 9/10 of a cent? You follow what I'm saying?
Actually, Actually, Butch, if you're looking at $699 versus $700, I think they see it more as $600 versus $700.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they do.
It's not $10. You're actually looking at $100. In fact, I was running a special the other day for $700, and I said, yeah, I could run that for $699. It sounds better. But the special is really $700. And, you know, I don't play those games because that's what it is.
And now you don't do it, but the marketing does. I mean, the gas stations do. The stores do. On TV, watching advertisers, it's $19.99. But wait, call Dane, we'll double your order for an extra charge. And people jump right in both feet. It's not $20, it's $19. So, but that's how it works. And they're good at it. Either cut back on packages or just make the number sound lower. It works, Melody. It's worked for a long time.
Yes, it has.
You know, so.
I probably have done little specials here and then, you know, with the 99 and so forth and whatnot, but I always kind of, you know, chuckle about it and so forth. But I try not to do those numbers so close together so that you know you go in that route, but is interesting.
Melody is one of the ones I do trust completely. Your integrity in business is unquestionable. It can't be questioned. That's a fact. I've known you a long time. I've watched you a long time. If Melody Seastrom tells you something, you can take it to the bank. It's true.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I mean that. If I didn't believe that, Melody, I would not be here with you. But I know Melody can be trusted. I trust you completely.
I wouldn't be here either.
No, you wouldn't. Well, I don't know. You might get rich with being like a lot of them, but you do tell the truth. And it's probably lost you some business from time to time because you don't butter things up. You just tell it like it is. You don't try to blow smoke. You just tell this is what you get for what you have. And I respect you for that. Some people may not, but I do.
I have lost business because I don't sugarcoat things. You know, I don't try to sell something that, you know, just for the sake of selling something. And I can hear it. I could hear it in the people's voices and the questions that they ask after they'll ask me a question and I answer. And you can hear, and I don't hear from them. So it's you know, they'd rather buy from the slick guy and get conned.
Oh, yeah. I understand
that.
I do.
And, you know, they think bigger is better. Just like there's a dealer out there that is selling a three-quarter ounce, not a full ounce, but a three-quarter ounce, some sort of silver commemorative, I don't know, the wolf or something. I didn't pay much attention to it, but I started working the numbers because that's what's important to me, and not the design on the item, because it's just basically a commemorative. They call them commemoratives, but it's nothing really but a silver round.
Mm-hmm.
People have spot price. This is a three-quarters of an ounce. Spot has to get to almost $30 for them to break even.
Wow.
Kidding. Such scams. Yet these people are making millions of dollars. People throw down hundreds of thousands of dollars because they think they're getting a deal by buying a few pounds.
It's break time. Break down, folks.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Seederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. I guess I was talking into the break, and which says, yeah, I heard you talking, but I didn't know what you were saying, so I was just referencing the three-quarter ounce, they call them commemorative silver coins, and that they're gonna perform better than your normal silver eagles,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's just basically a lie. Because they're nothing more than a silver round.
They're just silver, period.
It's just
they're
silver.
It's a piece
it's
of silver.
Yeah.
You know, and what gets me, you see these community coins, one 1964 silver dollar. They found the stamp, and they're going to make them. And they sell them, they're going to break it up $49. They're going to sell for $19.99. But they're silver clad. They're not silver coins. But they're stamped like a silver dollar, and they look, they're beautiful. They shine. They show them on TV. But they're coated in silver. They're not silver, 99.9% silver, as silver eagles are. But they sell them for the same price as their eagles, and people buy them. Because they're rare. They're 1964. Oh, Melody.
I know. Anyway, I don't know what to say. I couldn't be doing this. I couldn't be here helping people if I had to actually sell gold and silver. I provide it as a service. We're a retailer, just as every dealer out there. But I'm not a high-pressured salesperson. So only truth. Oh, I can only sell by truth. And, And a lot of these guys, they're very popular. They know what to say. I mean, there's a lot of gold and silver commentators out there that say all the right things about why you need to buy gold and silver. And I've told my clients for years, hey, listen to them. Listen to what they say about why you need to have gold and silver. But when you're ready to buy gold and silver, you call me. And I will get you the best price, give you the best information so that you can make an informed decision. And I will help you with that. Anyway, 1-800-375-4188. I still have the $700 package that includes a quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin and 90% silver, 50-cent pieces, $25 face value, includes shipping, $700. Not $699, but $700. So give us, if you want to pay $701, that's okay. But give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit the website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
$699.99 plus 1 cent shipping. But anyway, okay. I have a question to ask you, Melody.
Okay.
Do you remember the big kerfuffle down at the border here a few months ago during the election time with the 10,000 migrants, or they were wanting to get across Tijuana?
Yes.
What happened to them?
Well, they went back. They're coming back again. There's another caravan coming.
That's what I want to say. But what happened to the 10,000 were there? Did they all go back?
You know, I guess there's a lot of them that are just being herded into Tijuana.
I just wonder because I haven't seen it in the news at all.
But I don't know how many, and because you just hear so many different stories. And I understand we have issues at the borders, but the Senate, there was two bills in the Senate, and I guess the Senate blocked both of them. So
that's what I figured it happened. But there's 10,000 more on the way requesting, visas to cross the border. And if when you listen to the Border Patrol themselves, they'll tell you there's a crisis on the border. You listen to the talking heads on TV, there's no crisis, really. It's all humanitarian. And that may be partially true, but it's still a crisis on the border. Whenever someone forces their way into the country illegally, it is a crisis on the border. When people get killed when this happens, when the borders are porous and coming across and they come in and they scam the American people out of their hard-earned wealth, that is a crisis, is it not? Not to mention the drug cartel comes in, and not just them, but Chinese come across, the Muslims come across, and they come in this country illegally. That is a crisis. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
It is. So I don't know what it's going to take if people's eyes open, but to see both parties stand there and talk about nothing and do nothing, with all the shouting and yelling and all the promises and nothing getting done, after a while that gets kind of aggravating. I told Judy the other day in the office, it's like having two kids arguing in the back seat. You want to reach back there and slap them.
You know, I don't know if it's a crisis. I mean, we throw these fear words. Is it a problem? Absolutely.
It's a huge problem, yes.
It's a huge problem. Is it a crisis? I don't know. So they could put into a state of federal emergency and so forth and whatnot. When you use these fear words like crisis, it gets people fired up about it. It gets people scared. We've known year after year, time after time, they use fear in order to get things completed and to get what they want and so forth, and for the people to acknowledge them and their desires and so forth. So crisis, I believe, is one of those. I mean, and really, if you look at any other country around the world, I mean, certainly we've seen what happened to Germany. She's losing her positions. You look at the UK, they're having, immigration problems. I mean, all of the European nations that opened their borders and so forth, it is a problem. It's a big problem. I don't understand. All they have to do is cut the funding. Of course, that probably has to go through the all these other channels that, the courts and so forth. But so how do you cut funding? That should be a function of Congress.
You would think so. Yeah, but back to the word crisis, and you're right, it can be a fear word. But with so many problems growing at the pace they are, not just the illegal immigrants, but other problems in this country also. Altogether, it does form somewhat of a crisis for the people. And I guess crisis is a personal opinion, too, that if you are living on the border and a druggie kills your husband or child, to you it's a crisis. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it depends how you look at it. But you're right. It can be used as a fear word. It makes perfect sense. So I guess it's a matter of how you look at it.
They've been doing this for how many years? 30 years.
Longer than that, probably, yes.
Probably, yes. But we did have a bigger influx of, maybe they were just from Mexico, but we've had this large number of people coming into this country. I mean, and people could get their visas, and the next thing they overstayed their visas, and, they stay here illegally, yet they've come into this country legally. They just overstay their visas, and then they just disappear. Nobody knows where they are. They can't be found. Nobody goes looking for them. There's a lot of holes in the system that I don't believe little planes and technology and so forth are going to be able to solve those problems, the big problems where immigration really is the problem. And maybe it's because I lived in Arizona and I understand. And I'll tell you, sometimes it can be scary. You do see the gangs. You do see a lot of that. And you see how, the Southwest has basically been taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to change. I can remember traveling out west with my cousin's daughter. I think she was like 23, 24 maybe at that time. And she had just gotten back on a trip from Guatemala. And we were, and this is, I love New Mexico and I love Albuquerque. And I used to market for the insurance company and for the bank. New Mexico was one of my territories, so I used to go to Albuquerque all the time and Santa Fe and travel the state. I loved it. It's a beautiful state. And we were driving through there, and we actually stopped in Albuquerque for the night as we were continuing our travels. And she says, you know what? She says, I just can't believe this. She says, this reminds me of Guatemala. And this was 14 years. This was 14 years ago, coming out of a 23, 24-year-old kid.
Wow! Isn't that amazing?
And when I was the hotel, I stayed, they had the wire, the curled barbed wire over the parking lots and on the fences and stuff. I didn't recognize it. You know, of course, I marketed New Mexico in the late 80s. So times change, but I didn't mean to get off on that tangent. It is.
And I'll ask you again another topic here, because I think it's kind of important. You see what's happening to Venezuela. You know what's happening, this rioting, and Trump is saying he doesn't recognize Maduro any longer as leader. And I've been reading other sources that we're sending mercenaries in, maybe from other countries. I don't know that. I just my opinion. I do know that they kicked out our diplomats out of Caracas and sent them back home. Had 40, I think 40
Trump
hours.
Trump told them to stay.
Yeah, did they stay or come? I don't know what happened.
Venezuela, Maduro gave them so many hours to get out of there.
48 hours, yes.
And I heard that President Trump told them to say, no, they're staying. So I don't know.
That'd be interesting.
I wouldn't stay.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna say this. Move on. I don't want to get a whole different ball game here. Maybe we shouldn't get into. But we're upset because we think Russia may have interfered with our elections, and we're down there, trying to kick this dude out, and have been for a long time. I don't get it. This is a double standard. Let them handle their own problems. I don't understand it. How we can do this to other nations, but they're not allowed to touch us.
They got a lot of oil.
Sure, that's exactly right.
They've got one of the largest the largest reserves in the world.
And I've got an article here that definitely would have, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And Russia today came out and warned the U.S. not to intervene militarily in Venezuela. He says such a move would trigger a catastrophe. And so,
I don't know this. It's chaos in every corner, but this is getting kind of be shaky. Sooner or later, Melody, with all these fuses burning, something's got to blow up. Would you agree?
I think so.
You know, it makes perfect sense to me. But back on the gold and silver issue, I think this is very important. Countries are beginning to stockpile gold. I think this article is very important. The Bank of China has increased its gold reserves to 1,842.6 tons to 1,852 tons in December 2018. The increase represents the first major purchase of gold by the Bank of China since 2016, and there appears to be a purpose for the renewed interest in gold. While the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank has attempted to keep gold prices low in an effort to preserve world dominance of the U.S. dollar, other countries have taken advantage by accumulating more precious metal at bargain prices. Jason Bond was a broke schoolteacher deep in debt with no hope until he discovered three simple patterns that would forever change his life. Now he shows others how he can do it. He went on to talk about how this is working. The nations are hoarding gold as much as they can. It's destroying the dollar on a worldwide scale because the dollar is no longer of any value to speak. And Nixon took us off the gold standard back in 1971. The dollar started dropping worldwide. You know that. And this is why nations are starting to buy gold to protect themselves. And Russia, China, and other nations are starting to stockpile gold and looking maybe perhaps to back some of the currency. I've heard this before. It was true, and I don't know. Buy gold. But if countries are buying gold, and because the dollar is dropping in value and worthless, individuals should think about that too, don't you think?
Well, I agree. You know, and I do believe that the governments central bank reserves are included in increasing gold, and we really don't know. I mean, so much, we don't really know how much gold is out there and really who has it and how much of what. What we do know and what everyone believes that the U.S. doesn't have any or very little. And we also know Bob Chapman used to talk about how these central banks have leased gold, and but they're still carrying it on the books as though they have it. So it was leased out, released, and it still shows as an asset on the books. Well, that's not necessarily true. And I truly believe that the gold, the amount of gold in this world, is going to be the biggest scandal ever in the history of the world when it comes to gold. And it's just going to have to play out. When is that going to happen? I don't know. It could be something like a, yeah. I mean, I believe that the there's been scandals that we've seen that are huge, and yet we really don't appreciate just how huge they are, because a lot of people aren't affected by them. But that doesn't mean that we don't see a things behind the scenes that happen.
Only a few elite know what's going on behind the scenes completely. Elite. You know that. You know
yes,
that.
Absolutely.
And so, another thing I think you may have seen, this was in the the Week magazine. This I thought was very interesting. A rare Lincoln head penny made of bronze was auctioned off last week for an estimated $140,000. The coin, dubbed the Holy Grail of Mint Errors, is one of 20 in the U.S. Minted back in 1943. $140,000 for one penny. That was an error that was made. That's a lot of money, Mel. Do you have any of those on hand real cheap?
I get tickled because I usually don't. I don't talk a lot about those types of little pennies being found, because all of a sudden then I'll get multitude of calls. I have this penny, and it's a 1943. Do you think this is one of those that, you know? And no, that doesn't happen to most of us.
It's only 20 made, so that's pretty rare. And
it's pretty new
data shows that the $1.5 trillion tax cut bill is not paying for itself, as its Republican backers predicted it would. Although the economy grew by almost 3% in 2018, federal tax revenues fell by 2.7%, or about $83 billion. The federal budget deficit is now on track to be to top $1 trillion this year, so the tax cut didn't bring in much as you thought it would in revenue. Obviously, that's true. But another thing I think makes this happen, Bill, but we don't think about this very often, but there were 3.85 million American babies born in 2017, the lowest number since 1987. The birth rates are not high enough to sustain our current populations. Now, Melody, I know this sounds maybe, heartless. I don't mean for it to. But we murder 4,000 babies a day that are not going to be born, and we don't have many children we did. Who's going to pay into the Ponzi scheme to keep Social Security going 10 years from now, 20 years from now? Who's going to pay for Medicaid, Medicare 10, 20 years from now? When the tax base is going and can no longer pay into it, who's going to sustain it for the older folks? Is that a fair question?
It sure is. And maybe we'll answer that when we get back. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, as we head into a break. You're listening to Financial Survival.
I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every
food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value.
value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Since you're a little spirited today, Butch, I'm going to let you go ahead and continue.
I don't know. You better watch me. But you know, we were discussing right before the break about the population not keeping up with the what we're losing. And I made a point, try to make a point, that who's going to pay the people's retirement whenever the tax base is gone, Social Security base is gone. There's no money in Social Security. We're living off the younger people right now. And so did our parents live off our Social Security payments. So no, there's none in there. It's a Ponzi scheme. And by the way, I just found out where the word Ponzi scheme came from. Do you know the history of that?
Yes, by Mr. Ponzi.
Yeah, I did not know that. Okay, yes. You should have taught me that. But anyway, an Italian named Ponzi had a Ponzi scheme, but that's where it came from. But now this next article is asking, should retirees worry about bear markets? And I know personally people that put their almost all their retirement into the market. And I guess they're doing okay in some areas, but if the market does start shrinking, I would say that does concern them. And I would think that the market up and down, if you get your money tied in the market, will be a very nerve-wracking ride, not to mention what it could do to the future if it does collapse, and it will collapse. I'd rather have my stuff, Melody, in tangible assets that I have control over, not in a piece of paper somewhere in a bank that says I own stock in something. Nothing if you own stock in something is good for you. If you count on that stock to keep you going, sorry about that. You can lose everything because there's nothing there of tangible. It's a piece of paper. And that's why I want to put things, if I can, in tangible assets that I have control over, that I can administer the way I want to, not wait for somebody in New York City to decide whether this is going to go or not, or this stock's going to drop or not. Anything could happen at any time. As of right now, it doesn't seem like a whole lot shaking the market up. But if we do go into some kind of skirmish with Russia over Venezuela or anything else, Melody, would that not bother the market a little bit, you think?
Well, absolutely it would. And, you know, you were talking about who's going to be paying into Social Security. Well, I don't think we have to worry about anybody paying into Social Security, because Social Security is not going to be there for anybody to pay into. I mean, the system is going to collapse. I mean, people talk about resetting, the dollar is going to reset and so forth and whatnot. No, the government is going to default on the debt. And, yes, all things will be adjusted. We just don't know how. No one has ever lived through this before. We're on uncharted waters. We're in uncharted waters. We can create and think of how this is all going to go. I don't believe we're going to be in a Mad Max world. However, if somebody sets off a nuclear blast somewhere, who knows? Russia pretty much came out and said, hey, you guys don't mess with Venezuela militarily. He said militarily. He didn't say anything about sanctions or anything else.
Right.
So, you know, we'll, you know, have to see where that goes. But
you mentioned about the reset. What if it only, now this is just a thought, what if they only cut your retirement in half? People can't live on full retirement now. The reset cuts it in half. What are they going to do then? And I'm serious. Yep. This is a serious question. The reset was going to cut it somehow. They can't maintain it. They got to cut it. So they just cut it in half, even by quarter. How many people would that hurt?
It's going to take lives. That's what people don't get. People are going to die over this. And it's something that everyone plays a part in for allowing it to come to the point that we are at.
I agree.
People have been blind. They were led. You know, the carrot was dangled and people went after the carrot, but we lost our footing. We lost what was important. You know, we lost, when we lost God, when God was taken out of everything, there's no accountability. Everybody is equal. Oh, well, yeah, we are equal, but yet we're not equal, if that makes sense to you, Butch.
Sure.
And
does.
So it's everybody's at fault.
Well, I read somewhere somebody said that for every responsibility you give up a right.
Yeah.
If you don't take care, if you're not independent and self-sustaining, you depend on somebody else to take care of you, what does it cost you in the long run? What does it cost you as far as your right to do what you want to do when you have to get permission from the man who feeds you every day to do it? These are things people don't think about, Melody. When people were independent, they didn't care to tell a government official to take a hike. But when that hand feeds you, do you want to bite it? That's very serious, isn't it?
Yes.
It truly is. So
if
I don't know.
If people's retirements are cut in half, that means you have to look to the health care too.
Sure.
It means you're not going to get the care that you're going to need. I mean, half of these nursing homes across this country, they should probably all be shuttered, half of them. They shouldn't even be treating people because they don't know how to take care of people anymore. Basically, you're a body in a bed that they check off the little boxes so they get paid. And it used to be at one point in time people went into the medical profession because they cared. They wanted there are a lot of people who have this side to them. They want to take care of other people. But then when we lost so many jobs, people went into this profession because you got the baby boomers aging, and it doesn't take much. You need a little strength to flip somebody on a bed. And I don't mean to sound, uncaring, but this is what's going on out there. And if you haven't experienced it, bless you. You've been blessed.
Amen.
But a lot of people out there are experiencing this, and it's only going to get worse, particularly.
I personally witnessed.
Yes.
The nurses sitting at the desk talking where lights are going off in rooms all over the building, people needing help in the rooms, and nurses sitting at the talking and ignoring all the lights going off and the beep and the buzzers going off. I've seen my own eyes.
Yes.
So that's the way it is.
And I'm just, and my family is experiencing the same thing with in Pennsylvania. The nursing home wasn't even a nursing home. It was a place where you're supposed to get therapy to get stronger. Rehab, like a rehab home type place.
Yes.
And they're getting up there doing all this and they're checking off the boxes. Well, it's time to discharge them. They brought them home and they couldn't even walk. But yet they were saying, oh, yeah, they were walking 100 feet a day. They were going to the bathroom, being able to get up and go to the restroom by themselves and everything. They flat out lied.
They got paid for it, big bucks.
They still got paid for it.
Amen.
And that's just probably one of thousands.
Well, Melody, if we don't respect the life of an most innocent being in the world, an unborn child,
yes.
Why should we care about the old people?
Why should we care about the old people?
They're useless eaters. They're breathing, but they're no good to anybody. Let them die.
And that's all part of this. Yeah, and that's all part of this design.
Yes, it is.
That's what they're going to do to you, unless you can take care of yourself. But if you hold all your wealth in paper, and they default, what do you think's going to happen to your hard-earned money? Oh, it can't happen to me. All right. Good luck.
I've heard that before. And a different topic, too. I guess you heard where Facebook slides after report claims 50% of its users are fake. Did you see that?
I saw the headline. I can't handle Facebook, so I don't.
Well, I've never been on Facebook. I have been on there, but I didn't put it on there. I don't do Facebook. A report published Thursday by Plain Sight, an independent research shop led by Aaron Greenspan, analysts calculated that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had been regularly lying to investors and the public about the company's user metrics, and that the company could be overestimating the number of users by as much as 50%. Zuckerberg had been lying, he said, about their numbers. Why?
They all lie.
I mean,
they're just picking on him.
I get poor little guy.
Poor yeah. little guy, because he's got more money than most, so they got to pick on him. He's young, and they're grooming him.
It's amazing. And it different is. Topic. Run out of time so fast here. Chefs and truck drivers, beware. AI is coming for your jobs. Now, I can see a chef, perhaps, a burger flipper, but I can't imagine 18-wheelers going down the road with no driver. I really have a hard time with that.
There's just one more thing I...
Here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
That's all right. It's got a picture here of a McDonald's. They don't see where it's at here. It's in Chicago. People out in the hallway there says order here, order pay here. The kiosk all up down this hallway. No live people working there. You order there, you pay there. I guess they prepare the food and send it out to you. I would say, I don't know this either. This is my speculation, that the food may be sent to you through a window somehow. So you never talk to a person. But it's got the kiosk. I'm looking right now. It says order here, and the other side says pay here. Now, that just, to me, doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem... It's certainly dehumanizing. There's nothing there as far as interaction with people. It's all done by machines. And truck drivers truck them down the highway with machines driving them. That bothers me just a little bit. It does.
I don't know. Maybe there'll be better drivers and maybe you'll get better service. Who knows?
Oh, I hope nobody driving truck heard you say that.
No, and I got lots of truck drivers that listen to this program, so, and I'm not referencing them, I'm not referring to them, it's those other
okay,
ones,
all right.
those other ones, yep. those
okay,
other ones
covers
that NAFTA allows them to come from across the border, it's them.
Okay, there you go, all right. Another topic here I'll cover quickly. Subway riders demanding answers as city's homeless continue taking over train cars. This is in the subway in New York. As temperatures plunge, some subway riders say they're seeing more and more homeless people seeking shelter inside subway cars. They're filling the cars up. I mean, they're literally in there with boxes and sleeping bags and clothes. They're defecating on themselves or on the train and staying there. That's disgusting. I mean, I really feel sorry for the homeless. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But for them to move in on the trains and use the bathroom and stay there, mainly this is... In San Francisco, of course, we know they're Los Angeles. They're defecating in the streets, and they got to have professional poop sweepers in to clean the place up. This is a sign of a decaying society, is it not?
I would think it is.
It's just, I mean, we're a third world nation now in a lot of places. And to me, this speaks of a nation that's lost all sense of reason and balance. And I really, sincerely am sorry about people that are homeless. That's what makes me kind of angry when we're giving billions away to illegals. And people hear that maybe you want help. All the homeless do not want help. I know that for a fact. I talk to them. They don't want to be unhomeless. They like where they are. But there's somebody that want help. They can't find it. But we're supporting billions of illegals here. There's something wrong with that picture. Millions of illegals. There's something wrong with that picture, spending billions of dollars on illegals in this country. And the people out there that actually want help and are looking for help can't even find a
can't
decent
get
job.
It.
You know, and it's aggravating to me. It truly is. It breaks my heart for the people that can't help themselves. But to see this and know that this country's come to the point now they'll move in there and the subway has done nothing about it. They told the cops, they hem-haw around, nothing's been done. What's the point of allowing this to happen? Why wouldn't somebody step in and say we can't allow this? You have any comments on that?
And trying to sweep them into another area so they're not seen. You know, just trying to remove them like they are trash. And it's terrible, absolutely terrible. And it's, again, it's just how we treat human beings. No difference than, you know, people who work in these homes and can't treat the elderly with any respect or care. And it's just, again, it is a sign of a decaying society, and it's not, you know, it's not everywhere. There's a lot of good people out there, but sure. These are signs. These are signs to tell folks where we're at. These are the 2x4s that are floating through the air, ready to hit you in the head. They should hit you in the head.
And one more article I want to share very quickly. Uncle Sam wants you. As more and more data flows from your body and brain to the smart machines via the biometric sensors, it will become easy for corporations and government agencies to know you, manipulate you, and make decisions on your behalf. Even more importantly, they could decipher the deep mechanisms of all bodies and brains, and thereby gain the power to engineer life. And by the way, that's what they're shooting for, folks. They want to engineer eternal life. They don't want to follow God in His path, their own way. If we want to prevent a small elite from monopolizing such godlike powers, and if we want to prevent humankind from splitting into biological castes, the key question is who owns the data? Does the data about my DNA, my brain, and my life belong to me, to the government, or to a corporation, or the human collective? This is by Professor Yuval Harari. Uncle Sam wants your DNA. The FBI has a diabolical plan to create a nation of suspects. Uncle Sam wants you. Mainly, that is cotton picking scary.
It is.
I mean, how far away are we from that right now?
Not very.
But the people that feed and clothe you have a right to tell you how to live, don't they? If you're their ward, they're responsible for you.
Yes.
So you have to, they tell what you eat, how to dress, wear a helmet, wear a seatbelt, whatever. And let's face it, that's where we are in America today. That's where we are.
And right now, where we're at is at the end of the program. And there's so much to talk about. And we'll continue this into tomorrow. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
To pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.